Welcome to a new episode of this podcast. Oh, fuck people, man. Sheesh. I don't even know where to start, man. I have this topic for today that is definitely coming from a place of pain, of being tired, of being exhausted. But I want to make clear from like the beginning on here that I'm not sitting here complaining. I'm just sharing, opening my door and letting you in, you know? And the topic that I want to talk about today is money. The green paper. The dollar bills, y'all. And, hey, it's really not easy. It really is not easy. Maybe to give you a bit of perspective. Like three and a half years ago, I started doing what I'm doing till this day. Being my own boss. Trying to express myself, creating and making money by the stuff I put out there, you know? And really, really early on, it was a main topic. When I started this podcast, so many people came to me and were like, dude, cool what you do and stuff, but how do you ever want to make money with that? Like, how do you make money with a podcast? And I had no answer to this for a really, really long time. To this day, I can say that I made no money whatsoever with Open Talk podcasts. Nothing. I lost money because I bought equipment. I traveled through Germany. I put time, money, and effort into this. And just looking on the financial aspect of things, Open Talk podcasts didn't give me any income whatsoever yet. Nothing. Which is totally fine. But things that evolved out of this podcast project started to create an income. You know, I'm doing podcasts for clients. I founded Mehr Liebe out of this podcast here because I met this beautiful lady that kind of gave me this idea to create a company around Mehr Liebe. And I gotta tell you that it's really not easy. I think people who are out there doing the same shit that I'm doing, being their own bosses, they can sing a song about how difficult it is to make money with your own craft out there in the world, you know? And I'm at a point where I'm so exhausted of this money game. Me moving to Berlin was a major risk 2 years ago. Like, without the support of my parents, I would have never been able to make this move, to get this apartment that I'm living in right now. They helped me make the move. And for the first year, like 2020, they supported me financially with my rent. For the first time ever in my life, my parents gave me rent money. And it was totally fine because I knew I couldn't do it without them. Then beginning of this year, I did it myself. Like, the financial support of my parents was like cut off. Not cut off, it was like a agreement between me and my dad to be like, hey, like, I want to do this myself. And he was like, dude, and you gotta do it yourself. To give you a bit of perspective, like, my financial fixed costs that I have to like come up with every month are around like 1,200 euros just for rent and health insurance. Like, little fucking Fabio is paying just 1,200 euros every month for having a place to sleep and, yeah, being part of this health system of Germany. I didn't eat anything like from this money. I didn't buy any new equipment, invested anything whatsoever in my companies. bought myself or maybe my girlfriend a gift, didn't go on holiday, didn't travel, anything. Every month, I'm just paying 1,200 euros for kind of living my life here. It definitely is a big amount of money. I have a private health insurance, definitely a bit more expensive than just the state one, and the apartment that I'm living in, plus the office that I'm renting. You could for sure argue you don't have to spend that much money. But I know that the rent that I'm paying for the places that I'm paying for, it's necessary. Like, stepping down from that would mean going back in what I started creating, you know? So there's no real, like, talking about, okay, like, reduce the fixed cost, because, man, they gotta be paid. And it's a lot of money to come up with when you don't have a job, when you don't have a regular income, when you don't know where your next paycheck is coming from. So pretty much every month I live, or I can say I live month by month. I don't have any like financial securities, money on the side, because as soon as money comes in, I put it straight back into my company. Immediately. There's no like, okay, I'm going to build myself like a security now, because there's no point to me in doing that, you know? Having money laying around was never an option for me. When money comes in, dude, just put it out in the universe again. Put it out there so it comes back. And this is a tiring lifestyle. Not knowing, okay, there's a secure paycheck every beginning of the month. What do you have when you have a job, when you have a boss, when you're employed somewhere? You know, okay, at least my rent is covered. And I got, whatever, 500 bucks to eat and drink. I don't have that. Not at all. There's only the income that I'm creating by pursuing my art. That is paying my bills this whole year. And I would say like the first half of the year, I managed it quite well. It was okay. It was fine. But at some stage, it really got hectic, chaotic, because, yeah, having like a financial pressure of like, for sure, 1,200 euros a month plus money. So there's like, I need 1,500, 600 euros a month just to kind of live, which is a lot for not having an income, you know? And I can say that this lifestyle is really fucking getting to me. For the first time in my life, I had to borrow money from people because I couldn't pay my own rent, because I couldn't pay my bills. And this was a really, I gotta say, weird situation, because I always had money and I would always say that I could use money really, really well. I never really, of course, I did some stupid, like, investments in my past where I bought things that maybe would have not been necessary. But I would say I was always able to handle money and always make sure that there's money coming in. But when you have this big of like fixed cost, you know, it's, there's always pressure. And I can really say that this is fucking up my creativity to always kind of wake up in the morning. And lately, like for the last couple of months, one of the first voices that wakes up with me in the morning is, dude, how do you make some fucking cash to pay your rent? Even lately, like the last 2 months, I for the first time in 2 years, I couldn't pay my rent on time, which was a strange situation as well, you know, to just play this cool while being in a lawsuit with the landlords that are renting out my apartment, trying to kick me out for no fucking reason just to get rid of me, and then not being able to pay rent. Dude, there's a lot of noise when this shit is going on. And then there's always fear coming with that of like, fuck, should you maybe just go back and start working for someone? Give up in a way? And I always push this voice aside because I know that what I'm doing is exactly what I should be doing. And it was never about the money for me. And to this day, it never is. To me, money is just fucking paper. If it's there, it's cool. If it's not, fuck, man, it's not there. But we will find a way to get it. But I can say that nothing that I'm doing is for money, to get rich or... like, fuck, man, like money, it just doesn't mean anything for me. I know that it needs to be there because otherwise you can't do shit in life. You can't pay your bills. You can't go out and have food. You know, if the money is not there, life is really fucking shitty. And I I can say I learned this. I learned this really, really tough being in New Zealand, having nothing, cleaning fucking dishes in the dirtiest kitchens just to make ends meet, you know? And now... yeah, to keep pushing, to believing in, hey, man, this shit will pay off. Like, if you just keep doing it a bit longer, the big money will come, so you can invest more. Yeah, close to making the biggest business moves that I ever did in my life. We're renting out our first actual fucking office, like beginning of next year. I'm building my first own podcast / like sound studio, a co-working space for the crew, for the company. Like, I have visions, you know? I was always the guy that had the vision. And finding the money to pay for these visions, it's always a tough shot, because I always believe in making money in a beautiful way. It's so easy to sell your soul and make cash with doing bullshit, with selling products that are crap, with... oh man, you can do so many dirty things to just get some cash. And I always try to stay on the healthy side regarding money. I never try to do shit just to get some paper. Never. I always try to, when I write invoices to clients, I write them with my like full heart. I'm not trying to rip anyone off to be part of this like system where it's just about the cash, you know? I want to provide value. I want to sell products that make you as a customer happy. And just doing that, selling a product that's valuable, it's so difficult to not fall into this trap of, okay, hey, we want to do clothes, okay, we just do it the cheapest fucking way. We go to Asia where there's child labor and we buy our t-shirts for €1. I could do that. But something within me would hate myself for doing it. So I buy fair trade shirts. I let them, like, I printed them in the beginning myself, and now I'm having a partner here in Berlin who prints it, which is a lot more expensive than just doing it the cheap way, somewhere where laws and rights don't really matter. It's just about production and the cheapest, like, price to buy something, you know? And that makes it even more difficult to make some income. If you have this approach of, hey, I really want to provide value. I really want to have a product that's where, like, there's no blood in the supply chain in a way attached to it, because there's kids producing it for me that are working in horrible situations. Whatever, I don't want to go deep into it because it's such a filthy game, especially in retail of clothing. By me going into this, I saw how horrible it is. The clothes that we always buy at these shops, you know, buying a t-shirt for €10, like, is a decision to support a system that's gross. I'm just saying it like that. of course, not all companies out there are doing it that way, but so many of the products that we are buying, they are being produced in circumstances that are not coming from love, you know? And by writing mehr Liebe on my company, like, value and, like, the whole company is built around love. Like, you can't, you know? You gotta have some values. And, yeah, I'm really just making this episode because I'm so tired of being this creator who knows that I wanna pursue with my art, with my creativity, and then always crashing at this point of making an income, making money to be able to grow, to be able to invest, to be able to really follow my vision. And coming back to the point that I like threw in earlier, like I had to borrow money for the first time in my life, starting like July, August this year. Like my financial situation really got out of hand. And it's just like throwing cash around. And it's not like a couple of hundred euros. There's like, in my world, there's like thousands now moving around. For the first time in my life, like this year so far, I moved around 50K. Just money that came in and out all the time. And there's no flex or whatever from my side. I really want to share like what the fuck's going on. 50K, this is a lot of money to just be moved around. And we are not talking about profit or money that I put on the side. It's money that comes in and it goes out. If it's in form of paying bills or if it's investment cash, to just get it in and invest it in the company. Okay, we want to do that? Okay, dude, I'm going to finance it. Well, and I can say that this lifestyle, it is tiring. And it helped me a lot to open up about this in my circle, in the people that I'm working with, and like my crew, to talk about struggling with money, you know? To call up my closest friends and be like, hey, can you borrow me some cash? I'm really fucked right now. And like, I need you to help me. Like just even saying it out now, like it's so difficult for me to go to someone and ask for cash. Because I always had money. I always was the one who borrowed people cash. But by starting my own enterprise, whatever you want to call it, yeah, it started to be really difficult to have cash. Like there's no financial security whatsoever in my life. It's really living day by day, month to month. And I'm tired of that, man. I'm tired of knowing that there's so much beauty, light, and creativity within me, and I want to let it out. And then it's always the point of missing money, that it's fucking up this thing, you know? And I'm not coming from a place of complaining or being like, oh, life is so unfair, I hate it, why? Not at all. From the beginning, I knew that it would exactly be that way. Starting something on your own, it is difficult. And then having kind of core values that make it really difficult for me to sell crap to people makes it even more difficult. And I just wanted to make this episode today because money is such a big thing and I don't want it to be that big, you know? It's just paper at the end of the day. But so much in our world is about this fucking paper. You have it, you're good. You don't have it, you're fucked. And this not having it and being fucked makes us run, makes us do things that put us in situations where we are unhappy, where we have to go to a job, where we have to do something just to pay our bills. And this is, it's fucking us up. I can see it with myself that it is such a tiring game to always run after the money. And it's so difficult to not follow this fear and be like, okay, money will come. I have this strong belief in that money comes at the right time. And looking back, it always was like this. That I always made sure that there was money coming in. I managed it to get it from somewhere, pay it back, get some money. Like, it all started with a friend of mine, like one of my best friends from home. Like, the first time ever I had to borrow money was from him. It was $500 he gave me. Because I was like, dude, I'm super broke, but I have an opportunity to make some cash. I need $500. And within 2 weeks, I made two K out of it, 2,000 euros. And this is how I did it for the last couple of months. I got money from other people. I put it in and I turned it into more money. And of course, this is being an entrepreneur, being a CEO, getting money and making more out of it. And this is a tough grind, you know? Like, getting money in and turning it into something, I never learned this in a way. I grew up in a society where you don't really learn to be independent with your cash. It's mostly just, okay, you do this and then you get paid for it. But nobody taught me to get money in, and by being creative and believing in yourself, turning it into more money and then making your company grow, being able to follow your dreams. And it is, it's a crazy journey, I gotta say. And I'm nowhere near giving up, throwing in the towel and being like, fuck that, I'm going back to the corporate world, starting a job somewhere, working for someone. I don't want this. And of course, that makes my life more difficult. I have so many creative friends who work like 3 times a week for a company just to have the rent paid, have like financial stability to some degree, and on the other hand side, working on their creative craft. But from deep down inside, I know that I don't want to do this. I worked for so many people in the past. I worked so many hours in hospitality, cleaning dishes, fucking making Brötchen in cafeterias, mixing cocktails, being a waiter in a restaurant. Like, even working in corporate jobs, I hated it. I'm not this person who wants to work for someone. I want to be my own boss. And this is no, like, everyone should be like this. I'm just this character. I'm this person. From really early on, I felt this deep need of doing things myself, paying myself, not having anyone else deciding over my paycheck. I want to be the one that makes these decisions. What do I do and how do I do it? And it's tough. I'm telling you, it's fucking tough. And I'm using this episode today just to like open up about this, showing that I'm struggling with making cash, struggling with being my own boss. It really is not easy. But I'm feeling so strongly like being at a tipping point where I'm just so close to breaking the edge of really making some serious cash. Like, next year's dollar bill, y'all. I promise you that. Not you. I promise it to myself, because I'm tired of running in my own little rat race just to fucking pay my rent, you know? I want to be creative. I want to focus with 100% like consciousness, awareness and love on my work and not always be fucked by the system of paying rent, paying insurance, paying like food in the supermarket. I want to focus on my work, create, build, have people by my side that I can pay. And yeah, like me waking up this morning, like there was so much like financial chaos again, and I'm just pushing it to the side, you know? It's really about like the last couple of months, it really is about blocking it out, not like letting this like money chaos getting to me. It's such a like growth situation of really being like, okay, all this money bullshit that is going on behind the scenes, fuck it. Focus on what you do best. Go out there, meet the people, build the network, do your podcasts, meet clients. Just in my phone book, in my contact book, I have everything from people who are super creative, artists that have no money whatsoever, being in situations that I'm in, kind of. But even worse, they really struggle to make like any money whatsoever with their art. And then I have people in my phone book who are rich as fuck. Like people with a couple of hundred millions in their bank accounts. Like I have all of them in my phone book. I can, this network of people that I build around myself like involves pretty much everyone. And I would say I'm like kind of in the middle, like seeing all of that, being part of this like broke ass world, but on the other hand side, being part of this like rich ass world. I saw so much like wealth lately as well, because I was surrounded by people who are making millions with selling products, being CEOs of companies that are doing so fucking well. And then always like kind of coming back to me being like, I can be this person. I can be this person that runs an empire. Be the person that is the CEO, that makes business deals all the time. You know, but you gotta start small. Like there were times where I had no money whatsoever, so I had to be creative. So I went partying, putting like my whole backpack full of Merlebe shirts, going out there on the streets, literally selling shirts on the street to people to make money. Instead of going to the club just spending my money, I went to the club and I made money by hustling out t-shirts just to make some cash, you know, to be able to buy myself some food the next day. And once again, I can tell you that this is really exhausting. It really is exhausting to just do things to make some cash. But on the other hand side, I love it. It is such an exciting and beautiful journey to pursue. And then being at points where you make money within one day that I used to work for a whole month. I'm able to write invoices already to clients that do this for me. With a day of work, I make money that I used to work a whole month, 2 months for. And then it comes in and it just goes out again, you know? It's this constant hustle of like getting cash, throwing it out in the world again, invest it, trying to make more out of it, having growth. Yeah, and I feel like this is such a topic that's not talked about, like openly, you know, financial shit, cash, how much do you make, how much do you have? And I want to open this conversation to be like, hey, it's okay to talk about cash. It's okay to talk about being not financially stable. On the other hand side, share when you make cash, like talk about it. Don't be jealous if the person next to you just made like 5K this morning. Be like, dude, fuck, this is awesome. I love that your business is finally kicking off and not being jealous or being mad at someone else for having something, for creating something, for building something. There should be support, you know, of like, hey, I'm doing well. This is what I did. Maybe it helps you to do well too. And then we come back to this point of being like a community, a collective, an entourage that works together. It's so tiring to just run by yourself, doing everything yourself. It's so beautiful to have a safety net of people that, yeah, make sure that you don't crash, you know? Just by starting this financial conversation in my circle of people, I feel so much more connected to them. By just talking about cash, by borrowing some money from someone and giving it back, it's such a beautiful like way of getting closer to each other. Because money is always a thing that like drifts people away. It's like, okay, we are good friends. There's this saying of like the friendship ends when it comes to money. And I totally disagree. I love to work with my friends. I love to pay my friends for working together with me. And this was something I always loved to do, to pay the people that are creative together with me. Make money to give it to the community, to give it to the crew, to give it to the fam, to be able to create together. I'm so tired of just creating myself, running out there. I so strongly believe in building a community of creative people that are all working together and that are all making money together. And this is what I'm here for. This is what I want to do. This is what I'm doing. And I just want to tell you that it's tough. It is really not easy to do it. But it pays off. In the beginning, it starts paying off little. And then it's getting more and more and more. And who knows, like, what's going to happen next year. There's so many ideas, so many cool products we are working on. And it's time to make some dollar bills here, baby. And I just really felt like sharing this today. Some money talk. This is me. This is my financial situation. And this is me saying like, fuck all of it. I still keep doing what I'm doing. Regarding everything else. Yeah. Go out there and get it. It's all yours. Yeah. That's it for this Wednesday. Thank you for listening to me. It's, once again, a really, vulnerable place where I'm coming from. And I really appreciate it if you just listen, you know? Okay. I'm out for today. I wish you all the motherfucking best. And I talk to you soon. Lots of love. Viel hakt. You're blessed. That's it. Bye-bye.